Capital One's tech team isn't just talking about multi-agentic AI. They already deployed one. It's called Chat Concierge, and it's simplifying car shopping. Using self-reflection and layered reasoning with live API checks, it doesn't just help buyers find a car they love. It helps schedule a test drive, get pre-approved for financing, and estimate trade-in value. Advanced, intuitive, and deployed. That's how they stack. That's technology at Capital One. Capital One's tech team isn't just talking about multi-agentic AI. They already deployed one. It's called Chat Concierge, and it's simplifying car shopping. Using self-reflection and layered reasoning with live API checks, it doesn't just help buyers find a car they love. It helps schedule a test drive, get pre-approved for financing, and estimate trade-in value. Advanced, intuitive, and deployed. That's how they stack. That's technology at Capital One.
It's EV News briefly for Friday, the 3rd of November. I'll be back at 5 p.m. as usual with the audio and video versions of the podcast. Subscribe on YouTube. We go live at 5 p.m. UK, midday Eastern for the full podcast. Want it ad-free? Check out the Patreon link in the show notes. Hyundai's Arniq electric models sales have been surging last month in October, specifically talking about the Arniq 5 and Arniq 6 in the United States. Kona numbers, by the way, don't have. They won't split them out from the combustion stuff. But good October. And so far for the year, 37,000 units combined, Arniq 5 and 6. Mercedes-Benz are expanding their EV charging network in North America with a collaboration with the Simon Property Group, not a name or locations that I'm familiar with. The press release says that it's a bunch of locations that have good amenities, and Mercedes-Benz want to build charging hubs branded Mercedes-Benz, but open to everyone, with lots of amenities around, because they don't want you to think of going to charge your car as an activity. Charging should be the secondary activity. The hardware will be up to 400 kilowatts of power. Their partners include ChargePoint. Jaguar Land Rover have been talking about how their revenue is up in the last quarter, £6.9 billion, profits before tax, £442 million, but they're saying that it's a chance they will miss the 2024 ZEV or ZEV mandate, which is the rule coming in that if you want to sell cars in this country, 22% of your sales must be zero emissions. If not, could be £15,000 fine per vehicle, or you end up buying credits from other automakers who have an excess, like they've done in the past with Tesla. China hit record highs in EV sales, wholesale sales, 890,000 of them in October so far this year, the total 6.8 million. China is still on a rip and it's not cooling down. Leap Motor, the company I told you about yesterday and the day before on the podcast, the Stellantis deal they've done and the new European joint venture where Stellantis will sell Leap Motors. They're seeing it as the 15th brand under the Stellantis company, they say. The T03, that could be coming to the UK, currently on sale in France. That's the one that's €99 a month, nothing down. And that car, well, it's $7,000 in China, but typically double the price for taxes and import and safety improvements and stuff. So that could be a $15,000 car that does more, has a bigger battery, does more range than the Dacia Spring, and we'll wait and see. Nissan CEO has been talking about how the global pandemic actually really changed the world because everybody got a bit more insular and wanted what they want in their country. So Chinese EVs became more high-tech, more lean forward into the technology, voice assistants and stuff like that. And he says that actually it's the kind of the end of the global automobile. Nissan can't make just one global car for the world anymore like they did with the Nissan Leaf and, you know, with the Ariya to an extent, but you have to make specific cars in those specific regions for specific buyers as part of the move to EV. Thought it was really interesting to hear his opinion. Tesla have been talking about the role of used EVs. Now, the head of Tesla's UK sales and deliveries, Michael Oates, here in the UK, spoke at the EV Summit recently and talked about how new car sales are great, and that's all well and good, and it's a big, robust market in the UK now, but how the used EV market, the people who buy second, third, fourth-hand cars, need to build that market up to really get to zero-emission vehicles. BorgWarner have been talking about how they're going to be supplying a mystery North American car manufacturer. Can't say who it is. They won't say in the press release, but they make 800 volts onboard chargers. So 22 kilowatt, three-phase chargers, silicon carbide technology, bi-directional as well for vehicle-to-load capability, and that's 800-volt systems. So somebody in North America who builds cars there is moving to an 800-volt architecture. Wonder who it is. And now, Cybertruck. Swedish ports are set to block any Teslas coming in on ships, as Swedish port workers will support their Swedish colleagues who are currently on strike, the Tesla mechanics, over Tesla not signing up to the agreement with the unions. And that's briefly.
Capital One's tech team isn't just talking about multi-agentic AI. They already deployed one. It's called Chat Concierge, and it's simplifying car shopping. Using self-reflection and layered reasoning with live API checks, it doesn't just help buyers find a car they love. It helps schedule a test drive, get pre-approved for financing, and estimate trade-in value. Advanced, intuitive, and deployed. That's how they stack. That's technology at Capital One. Capital One's tech team isn't just talking about multi-agentic AI. They already deployed one. It's called Chat Concierge, and it's simplifying car shopping. Using self-reflection and layered reasoning with live API checks, it doesn't just help buyers find a car they love. It helps schedule a test drive, get pre-approved for financing, and estimate trade-in value. Advanced, intuitive, and deployed. That's how they stack. That's technology at Capital One.